As Jeff alluded to, the waters are not clear when it comes to royalty, but we'll do our best today to kind of separate the sediment from the liquid. The royalty clause, I know we only have 45 minutes, so the royalty clause is one of the sticks in the sort of mineral bundle of sticks. It's the right to collect rents and royalties, and this portion of the presentation is going to focus on the royalty aspect. So we'll look at what is the lease royalty, how is royalty calculated, post-production costs, and then I have a point here called market value. This is where the waters sort of become murky as they emerge from the post-production costs into this idea of what is market value. And with market value, we're going to look at a bunch of sort of journalistic questions. And that's really how to frame the royalty interest, is you got to put your journalism hat on and you have to ask the questions, how, what, where. You can also ask the question, why are we doing this anyway? But that goes without saying, we're attorneys or landmen, and this is part of our job. But the first questions are also important. And that market value goes to what price is being paid. Where are we paying the royalty? Where is the price calculated? The last one is the other issues that arise in royalty that you may see throughout your practice. So what is the lease royalty? First, we need to sort of set the stage with the characters. The royalty interest owner is usually, if it's a lease royalty, a mineral interest owner first. So the mineral interest owner owns the subsurface. They own the chocolate cake below. Once they execute an oil and gas lease, they convey through a contract. So the oil and gas lease is both a conveyance of property and a contract. They convey it to the lessee. They become a lessor.